Text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
You can find us on Twitter as well, either at TodaySOR or I'm on at Miriam O'Call. Well, my next guest this morning took to Twitter over the weekend to look for an explanation from the HSE as to why his medical card has been revoked twice since his terminal cancer diagnosis. Fighting stage 4 prostate cancer, he has decided to go public with his struggle for clarity on the issue. And John Wall joins me now on the line. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Miriam, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, no, I'm delighted. And we'll talk later on about your diagnosis. But let's start with your original application. What were you told, John, take me back, when you first applied for your medical card?
Sure. Well, at the time after diagnosis, when I applied for the card, I didn't pay much attention to it. It was something that was done in the background. Actually, I didn't think that I'd ever be eligible for an emergency medical card, or indeed any medical card, because, as I've said publicly, I'm fortunate to have a good job, etc. So there's no sense of entitlement here, certainly not from my side anyhow. And the card was applied for, and I was given an emergency medical card, which in my case I used for, along with the drugs payment scheme, I believe I used twice in a six-month period for two GP visits. So it wasn't something that was abused in any way, shape or form. But it was rescinded after 6 months, and I appealed that decision, and I was asked to subsequently submit a lot of documentation about my diagnosis, my prognosis, bank statements and payslips, etc., which I did, and not knowing any different at the time. And 2 months later, it was cancelled, and saying that I wasn't eligible. And I left it at that. I didn't think anything more about it until I was going through my medical records about 4 or 5 months ago. And I looked at the emergency medical card application, and I thought, hold on, I thought that was valid for 18 months. So I did a bit of research, and that's where all this started. And there were certain issues surrounding, in my opinion, the revoking of the card. So all I was looking for was a few answers. But unfortunately, there's been no answers forthcoming, so I took a case with the Ombudsman, which is still live, and I've sought answers over the last couple of weeks with the HSE, and actually prior to going public at all, it was a last resort. I did say, listen, it's not something that I wanted to do. So last Friday, I said to them, listen, please, by 5 o'clock, I just want a supervisor to get back to me just to explain a few things, that's all. And if somebody doesn't get back to me, I'm going public. So no one got back to me the following day. I went public, and boy, I didn't expect this. But I suppose looking back on it, it's something that I'm glad it did happen, because it has raised several issues. It's generating awareness, and it's allowing people to discuss, openly the issues surrounding not just the medical card, but provision of services in general. And it's not a HSE bashing exercise in any way, shape or form. This is just an issue that I have with an element of the HSE, and discussion around this is good. It's positive, and I'm sure will yield results, not just for me, I speak on behalf of so many others that maybe whose voices aren't as strong.
But you know what, John, I'm conscious. I think I'm speaking to you. You're from Quinn in County Clare. You are seriously ill. You are terminally ill. They didn't bother to get back to you, and you therefore went on Twitter. Now, they replied to you on Twitter and said they would be in touch with you this morning. Have you heard from them yet this morning?
No, but in fairness, I will be hearing after lunchtime. This morning has been incredibly busy. And there's a lot of engagements, media engagements up until lunchtime. So I've already messaged the HSC and said, listen, it would be preferable if you contacted me after lunchtime, which they got back straight away. So I'm sure there will be a meaningful engagement after lunchtime. And I just want to stress again that at no point in this am I suggesting for a second, it's not something that I want nor think that I'm entitled to. If someone in the HSC medical card section makes a decision and says, no, John, you're not entitled to this because, okay, well, I'll deal with that. But that's the space we need to get into. Unfortunately, that's not a space that they wanted to get into at the time. They probably thought that this guy will go away or whatever. They got that one wrong, very wrong.
Just to let you know, John, we did get a reaction from the HSE to us. We applied to them today about your case, and they said all persons receiving treatment at end of life are not subject to a means review. Medical card eligibility issued in emergency circumstances is for a period of 6 months, at which time we require the card holder to engage in a full means test review. So that's what they're saying to us. I wonder, is that what they're going to say to you?
Now, I'm saying that when I applied, and this is part of my case with the Ombudsman, when I applied, the terminal, an emergency medical card based on a terminal diagnosis valid for 18 months. And on my Twitter feed, on my Twitter post, the original post, I posted two pictures. One was a verbatim lift of the original HSE description of the time validity period for the emergency medical card, which was on the website up until several weeks ago, and that was 18 months. Coincidentally, around the time I took the case with the Ombudsman, the website was changed and the validity period has been taken down. It's just a generic that's up there now. But when I rang the HSE seeking clarity on that particular point, they told me it was now reduced to 6. So that's an issue in itself as well. There's been 12 months wiped off the validity of an emergency medical card for terminal patients without any discussion whatsoever, which I believe is another discussion that has to be had as well.
Well, look, John, thank you so much for bothering to speak to us this morning, for battling this issue, which is important. And I wish you the very, very best with your health. Thanks so much, John.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.